I've taken a number of classes from you, and one of the things that you said that stuck with me, and in fact, one of the few people I've heard who've actually said this, you've referred to dance as a 3-minute love affair.
Well, that's true.
Can you elaborate? Because sometimes it seems like a 3-minute, when will this be over affair?
Well, if you're into music and you're really listening to it, it is a love affair, because you're dancing with a lovely person and you start to fall in love with that person if it's one of those persons who respond to to little gestures that you do or little leads that you give. Mm-hmm. Then you say, oh wow, man. This girl is on you, one of those things like that. Mm-hmm. and the music is really cooking, yes, it's a three-way love affair, man.
Now, sometimes we hear in the world of salsa, girls complaining about guys kissing them on the dance floor, although actually we never hear of guys complaining of being kissed by followers, although they certainly have done so. So have you ever been moved to go beyond the normal dance floor etiquette?
Well, I was a youngster once. Of course I was. Every youngster, when he's out there dancing, especially if he's got someone seemed to really, like him or something like that, you might try to take liberties that you are not supposed to, But it doesn't happen too often, not in Lindy Hop anyway. Mm-hmm. But you might get what you guys call a little blues number now. That's a different story.
And how is that a different story?
Why? Because if you start dancing the blues and you have a young lady and she likes you a little bit and you like her a little bit, the closer you dance together, the better off you feel.
All right, so I'm gathering you haven't kissed a girl on the dance floor within the last month.
Well, as I said, you take little liberties that you do when you're dancing. If the person resents it, they let you know.
They'll let you know, that's for sure.
Sometimes in no uncertain ways. Right. I've experienced that a few times.
Okay. I noticed that you seem very comfortable about taking or using or adapting moves from other dance styles. You gave a workshop here in Ithaca once where you did a tango dip in the context of swing, right? Yeah.
Well, that's what, personally, that's what Lindy Hop is all about. It incorporates mm-hmm. a lot of different dances, mm-hmm. Moves, I should say, from other dances.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes Lindy Hop.
Well, let me plant this idea. In Cuban salsa, there is a move called beso, which means kiss. And a guy actually kisses the girl on the cheek on count four. So I'll just plant that idea and we'll move on. Okay.
Well,
for your next workshop.
If you're doing Lindy Hop, I don't see where you're going to get that opportunity to do that.
Okay, maybe count five then.
All right.